My name's Mike Rowe. This is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Feel for anything that might be anomalous.
The whole thing feels a little anomalous to me.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Go ahead and hook the first third of her body.
There's no end to her body.
Doing the kinds of jobs
that
make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs. The last time I saw Jerry Savoie, I was knee-deep in water with a bunch of baby alligators. This time, some of the gators are even smaller. And others, not so much. The job is spotting alligator nests from the air, then getting in an airboat to harvest their eggs.
Oh, wow.
As well as testing young gators for disease and releasing them into the wild. In a Louisiana swamp...
What the heck is that?
That's red ant.
Oh, man.
Alligators aren't the only thing to be antsy about.
God, I got ants in the pants. Bad, 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 bad.
And if you can get past deadly reptiles, it's the perfect place for a swim.
Oh, God. That's a swamp out there. It's a big one. Full of alligators. Infested with alligators would be a proper term, I think. Today I'm going to go out into that swamp and attempt to collect alligator eggs. It's like an Easter egg hunt, basically. Except, in this case, the Easter bunny is about 12 feet long with a giant mouth full of razor-sharp teeth. And it wants to eat me. Happy Easter.
Welcome to Cut Off, Louisiana, a place where there are more alligators than people. Cut Off sits along the Gulf of Mexico, 66 miles from New Orleans. And it's, well, Cut Off.
This is Jerry Savoie. Jerry is the sole proprietor of the Savoie Alligator Farm down here in Cut Off, Louisiana. At least he was 2 years ago. Good to see you again.
How you doing, Mike?
You still the boss?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Last time I was here, he asked me to shove my little finger in the hiney hole of an alligator and determine if it was a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
Then we released them into the wild, and then I went home with a long list of fulfilling memories that I still can't shake. You've invited me back for more fun. What's in store?
We'll do a little flying, mark some alligator nests, show you how to throw these poles and put it on a GPS, and we'll go back, print a map out.
Mm-hmm.
Get some direction of where these nests are, and we'll take you out and let you harvest a few eggs.
You gonna fly this thing?
No, we got a pilot that's gonna fly us.
Right.
If I fly us, we won't go far.
All right, good. What's the pilot's name?
Eric.
All right. Well, why don't we meet Eric and go for a little helicopter ride and throw some poles towards some eggs and see what happens?
That's fine. We can do that.
Let's do that.
Here in Louisiana, 300,000 alligator eggs are laid each nesting season. During the month-long harvest, Jerry hopes to gather 40 to 50,000.
All right, so you all know Doug. He'll be shooting from the back. Eric will be flying from the front. And we'll be doing whatever Jerry says. We just gather up the poles and go?
Yeah, get in the poles. We'll crank up and head out, man. Let's go find some nests.
If you're going to take eggs to raise alligators for profit, as Jerry does, you have to put some of them back once they've grown up. Spotting nests from the air is the first step in the process.
All right, where you want to go? Back towards the swamp? Got a GPS in your right hand?
GPS right here.
Okay, we're going to start throwing poles right up in here?
Yeah, right here.
It's right in the middle of these ponds. Right. See that big house?
Yeah, I got it, yeah.
Mike's looking.
What am I looking at?
See it? To that brown thing in the middle of that marsh?
The brown thing in the middle of the marsh?
Yeah, big hill. See that brown? See where it's cleared around it?
Yeah.
Right here. See that?
Raindrop. The brown thing.
This way.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I got it. It really doesn't look like much from up here, Jer.
They're hard to see, huh, Mike?
They really are, man. Look at those little boogers.
Down. See it? Now you throw your pole.
They're right here.
Yeah, drop it.
Well, I'm about 20 feet off, huh?
That's okay. It's not bad for a rookie.
It's not bad for a rookie. Marking at
her, huh? You're a little late on that.
Yeah, I was a little late on that. Oh, well, it's a general area.
Coming around 360.
Where is that thing, Jer?
Look straight ahead.
He missed it.
No, it's close.
pretty good.
For dirty jobs, pretty good is an A+.
I hear you.
All right, let's get this one. Where the heck is it?
Down.
Got it right there, yeah.
See the female?
Oh, yeah, she's sitting right there.
That's the one you're going to pick up later.
Oh, great. Mom is right next to it. This ought to be good. Right about there, baby. That's what we're... Oh! I nearly turned old Barsky into a shish kebab. Oh, shish kebarsky. I do believe he's giving me the finger.
Where the heck is Andres?
Win.
Oh, sorry, man. I didn't see that whole thing. Uh-oh.
Put it in the boat.
This swamp is about 27,000 acres, and in it are about 30,000 eggs. It's private property. People like Jerry bid on the right to retrieve eggs from the individual landowners, generating millions of dollars in the process.
So that's basically the job in a nutshell. You fly around, you hang onto your flag, you look for a nest with alligator eggs in it, you throw the flag. If you hit it, Jerry says something nice to you. If you miss it, he makes fun of you. Not a bad way to spend a day, really.
That was step one, find the eggs. Step two, go get them.
All right, so this will be our next ride, and Jerry's put together this man. I don't know what right side up is, or tell me what I'm looking at.
This is the area that we marked this morning. All these GPS marks, coordinates, and everything on the GPS. We download it, print out a map. It tells us where every one of the nests are.
Well, this is high tech, man. I thought we were just going to blunder through the woods looking for some eggs, but basically every time I hit that GPS, that triggered a coordinate, and that coordinate's reflected in here somewhere. Can you just point out where we are, Jerry, and basically where we're going to be going?
Here we are. We had the boat launch right here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the area we're going to be in right here.
And basically just go from nest to nest and see what we
right.
can see.
All the GPS numbers, each one has a number.
Uh-huh.
And we write it down and we make a route on how you want the boats to run.
Gotcha.
So we have our route. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
I hope you are.
Am I dressed properly? I got my brand new sneakers. It's $9, so they're probably going to get a little muddy.
Yeah, they'll be a little muddy. We'll try to keep you dry.
Tell me more about what's out there besides the alligators. Any other things we want to be mindful of?
Well, the female is the number one problem. The red ants would be number two.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys call them fire ants. We call them red ants.
All right. Tell me about the red ants. What do they do?
Well, the red ants build a nest right on top of the alligator nest.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as you open it up, they want to attack, and they'll get on you and bite you and stuff. So you have to get the eggs up as quick as you can. Mark them. Put them in the box, get away from it as quick as you can, because number one, the female's hanging around, plus the red ants. And then once in a while, you run across a snake or two.
What kind of snake?
You have moccasins, you have these big water snakes, spiders. And
Right. Yeah,
and I guess the fourth biggest problem would be bumblebees. So we'll have a good day.
Once again, I don't see what could possibly go wrong. You'll be driving? I'm driving? What do you want to do?
I'll drive first, teach you a little bit, and then you can drive. How's that?
You've seen my driving skills in the past?
I've seen you on the Bobcat. I'm not too impressed.
Good.
Coming up.
That's bad. Bad spot. No, that's bad spot, too.
For a newcomer, the swamp is a challenging place to get around in.
That's no good.
Come on, city boy. Your mama's going to laugh at you.
But experience doesn't always make it easier.
Gee whiz, Jared, what's going on with you?
And later.
She looks angry.
She will be. Yes, she will.
The best time to visit an alligator's house is when nobody's home.
Well, I think we've succeeded in pissing it off.
This airboat is powered by an engine and propeller originally designed for aircraft. Unlike on a plane, the propeller pushes the vessel forward rather than pulling. The bottom is flat, which makes it ideal for skimming over the surface of the swamp. Notice that we're both wearing earplugs. Trust me, we need them.
That's a nest of alligator eggs.
That's it. That's the real deal.
They look bigger than they did from up there, about 100 feet, looking down on them.
It's a shame you couldn't see that, huh?
It's a shame. Well, you know what the big question is, of course. Where's Mom?
Well, she's here. I mean, she lives here. This is her territory. If you go to 50 nests in a day, you might see 4 or 5, you might see 10. One day you might see 15, and some days you might see 1 or 2.
You never know.
It all depends on what area you're in.
So her eggs are buried in this?
Right here, inside of here.
Oh, wow.
Take your box, and you take nesting material like this, spread it around real good.
Right.
Now, you know, when we're doing this for a living, not for TV, like wide open, we'd already have the eggs in the box and gone that quick.
So you're telling me right now we're just, for the sake of television, we're risking our life?
Yeah, we're just hanging around. And what you want to do is you mark each one of these eggs on the top.
So tell me again why you got to mark each one.
What happens, the embryo, when it forms to the top of the egg. If you turn the egg upside down, the embryo will drown.
How often do they lay eggs?
Once a year.
Oh, man, she's going to be pissed off when she comes home here.
Oh, yeah.
One down. What is it, like 600 more to go?
Yeah.
Here we go.
There she is.
Who?
The eggs.
Oh, ow. What the heck is that?
That's red ants.
Oh,
watch,
man.
Your feet, man.
Feet, nothing. All over my hand. The whole thing's just swarming with them. Ah, oh, look at this.
You,
they're everywhere.
Give you a treat.
Dishwashing liquid?
Secret formula.
Oh, man, that's just torturous.
Man, city boy.
You call me a city boy?
Yeah, city boy. A few little red ants don't hurt.
I can tell you that they do. Do they itch later?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
I bite them. The next day I bite them and pop.
They pop?
Yeah, they go tunk, right in your mouth. And then you spit them out.
What happened to you, man?
I'm telling you the truth. I actually bite them and spit them out. See, like this one? It's done. You sit there and squeeze them with your fingers. Ain't got time for that. Man, you got to go.
No, when you have a pussy lesion on you, why worry with the squeeze when you can just bite it off and suck the contagion out? And then
spit
it. Yeah, this will be fun tomorrow. Old Dave can bite all my pussy lesions.
Fire ants mean business. Besides hurricanes, they're the baby alligator's biggest threat. As soon as the eggs hatch, they'll eat them alive. Literally. We got 34 good eggs out of that nest and a big introduction to the fire ant.
Well, bad news.
Why?
These eggs are rotten.
Oh, they sure are. Now, what causes them to go rotten like this?
Just born non-fertile and soft and nasty.
Oh.
And don't bust it on me, whatever you do. Smell it. I'm downwind.
Oh!
I told you they stink.
Oh. This got Varsky written all over it. I think I can throw this right in Varsky's purse. The only producer I know to wear a purse. Let's see if we can get it.
Oh, jeez, peaks.
Oh, it reeks.
Yes,
dude.
It does.
You
it sure
trouble.
Does.
You're not riding back in the truck with me.
Yeah, I cracked open a rotten egg. Just to have a look inside.
This whole mess is no good. Total bust. Those are all born.
They're rotten.
Just barren
no good.
Rotten. Now, does the mother know that? Does she know not to come
no,
back? And
she'll come here tonight and pile it all back up and wait.
How long will she wait? I mean, sooner or later, it's got to get through her reptilian brain. There's nothing here but death.
She'll give up. It's part of the process, but she won't leave. She'll stay. She'll be here next year.
Well, it's kind of sad. Alligator coming back month after month, lie on top of a nest of dead eggs. You probably don't give that a lot of thought, do you?
Actually, I do.
Do you?
Yep. Well, deja vu. You ready to go to the next one?
There's one right here.
Okay.
Just swing it right around.
Yeah, you want to walk to that one?
No, I don't.
Come on, man. Let's walk. I'm going to go with you. Show you what it's really like.
You guys want to come?
This is what happens when a boat breaks down. You got to still come get them.
This doesn't appear to be any place at all.
It was time to exit the airboat onto terra firma. Only the terra in the Louisiana swamp isn't all that firma.
Nah, that's no good.
Come on, city boy. Your mama's going to laugh at you.
That's bad. Bad spot. Bad spot there. No, that's a bad spot, too.
So you want to walk around this side. There you go. Walk around the nest and open it from this side. Get out your way. I'm not picking them up on this one. You got to open up the nest.
What the hell's that?
Open it up.
What is it? God! You son of a... This one's too big.
You're too careful.
Yeah, I'm careful, all right? It's nice to come back down to the bayou, Jerry.
Jerry's a very funny alligator farmer.
Greetings.
I like a good joke as much as Jerry.
Good.
So let me show you what happened a few minutes earlier. when Jerry got out of the boat. Man, do I love editing.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, see? When the expert goes into quicksand, I'm thinking maybe I'll stay on the freaking boat. Come on, what could possibly go wrong?
Y'all didn't film that when I sunk in that mud, did you?
No.
Y'all wasn't filming when I sunk in that mud. Good.
I really can't count on much good advice from you at this point, can I?
Half of me's still dry.
Out here, anyone can fall down once, even an expert. But twice?
Gee whiz, Jared, what's going on with you?
I'm too busy playing with you, man. Come on.
Coming up.
See how she's got a groove missing? You see, that is a return from back in 1990.
It's fine to return farm-raised alligators to the swamp, as long as you don't return to the gators.
You put this back in here? This is what she turned into?
And later...
Yay! See, it's a good thing I taped your mouth shut.
We're drawing blood for these young alligators' own good.
Dang!
Try telling them that.
Ah! Oh, that got me right in a bad place. Well, there's an alligator sitting right there.
No, she's not on a nest, so we'll be okay.
What?
We'll be fine.
She's looking right at me.
Huh?
I said she'd give me a stink eye.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Well, sure, she'll be fine, Jerry. I'm not really worried about her.
If I run, you run. How's that?
Well, that just
I'll make that deal with you. If I run, you run.
That sounds dandy.
I'm walking and I'm bringing me a pole.
This is our weapon, a piece of bamboo. Good.
Yeah, this is our weapon. See? Where you going, man?
I'm just keeping an eye on things.
Huh?
You got two of us. Somebody should be on watch.
With the alligator 6 feet behind us and watching, we raided Big Mama's nest in plain view.
She's not aggressive. Not at all.
No, she doesn't seem to be.
We'll find one.
We continued our egg hunt, but in the back of my mind, I was wondering when we'd actually run into that hungry alligator.
She looks angry.
She will be. Here she comes. Nest is in here. What you want to do? You want to walk to it?
No, I don't want to walk to it at all. That strikes me as ill-advised.
She usually jumps on top of the nest, so she ain't coming out for some reason.
How do we get to the nest, then?
We'll go through this right here and make a new turn.
I think we're parked on top of an alligator. I hear it hissing.
I think we've succeeded in pissing it off.
Looks like we'll be walking to that nest.
I don't think so.
Well, there's its head right there.
And there it is again right there.
While Jerry tried to get the boat unstuck, I went through all the reasons why I wasn't going to take the eggs out of that alligator's nest. The camera crew hopped aboard to help us get the boat moving. I don't think the alligator likes us.
What you running from, dude?
Those teeth... We're looking mighty sharp.
Go to the front. That way she can't get you on the front.
No, I'm not going in there. No.
See how she's got a groove missing, a notch missing on her tail?
Yeah.
You see, that is a return from back in 1990.
You put this back in here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is what she turned into?
Right.
Man, I tell you what, I've been bit by every single thing today in this swamp except that, and I'm not about to change it.
We can walk around from the shoreline and get the eggs.
Hell yeah. Well, we have enough eggs as it is. How many eggs do we need?
Every egg we can get. She's smart. She ain't biting the pole. That's nothing for her.
She's down. She's up. Fast. Fast alligator.
I don't guess we're going to fit nests in here.
Yeah, I ain't going in there. Nest is in there.
Yeah. You can see it right through here.
The gator's here.
Dirty Jobs has lots and lots of medical insurance. Right?
Yeah.
What the
the hell has bitten me? God.
Everything.
Look at this. I got thousands of these.
Oh, damn.
What he's doing right now, he's doing because he owns the alligator farm. At this point, I'm done. You want some of that magic poison you got?
I'll take some of it.
Oh, yeah. The ants everywhere. There's billions of them, and they crawl up your leg so fast, and they bite you right in an area where you do not want to be bit. Does anything stop the itching, ever? Anything aside from lighting myself on fire?
No, man.
I went back to help Jerry so we could get out of there before sunset.
How many you got?
Oh, good bit. She's a good female. I'm glad you came, Mike. Everybody thinks it's so easy.
Oh, God, I got ants in the pants. Bad, 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 bad. Damn it.
Don't shake them on me.
Ah, crap. Hey, Jer.
Hey.
A terrible job you got here.
It's a good job, man. It's exciting.
It's a good job, right? So the ants bit my genitals off. Any chance of us getting out of here before dark?
Yeah, right now. We rocking and rolling, man. It's over.
Luck was not on our side as we got stuck again. Hallelujah. With one last push, we got the boat free. I was happy to get out of there.
I think she's wore out today, she.
I know how she feels.
After a long day on the swamp, we were finally headed back.
Well, Jerry?
Hmm?
I itch from stem to stern.
I do agree.
I'm miserable, if you want to know the truth. But this is a heck of a thing you do. This is alligator egg wrangling at its finest.
Yeah, this is ranching, what they call it.
How many we get today?
We picked up about 600.
600 eggs?
Easy day.
How much do you think that's worth?
Once they raised for a year, probably a little bit over 100,000.
All right. Well, why don't we get the booty back to the ranch?
Okay.
And work a little of your magic back there.
Yes, sir. We can do that.
I can't get this any further. I'm just bailing out.
You bailing out on me?
I'm walking at this point. Yeah.
I bailed out for good reason. I had some burning issues to deal with.
I used it when I got the poison ivy. It helped a little bit.
The bite of a fire ant feels a lot like the sting of a wasp.
I gotta take my clothes off to do it.
Later, it starts to itch. Scratching only makes things worse.
Fuck. Looks like it's subsided.
The pustules that Jerry talked about earlier are caused by toxins in fire ant venom. And it's never just one bite. After it takes its first bite, a fire ant will keep on biting until it's removed.
I want to see the rest of this. Trust me. Told you.
Coming up,
we're going to determine
what is fertile and what is non-fertile.
Jerry sheds some light on alligator eggs.
Now I'm seeing it. Healthy pink, nasty stink.
And later, I revisit the alligator pens. Only this time, I'll stay on the outside.
He's mellow. He's a happy alligator. These are not. Those are angry. Ah, it's all coming back to me. The smell of alligators, big and small, and their eggs. We have brought them all basically back here to the, what's the official name of this room?
This is the incubator room.
Into the incubator room. And here you got a exposed light bulb and a cat. What role does a cat play in this?
That's the local rat catcher.
We're going to determine what? The health of the eggs?
Well, what we will determine is the age of the egg and also what is fertile and what is non-fertile.
How do we go about doing this?
Well, this light, we'll fix it up where we can make it usable.
Do these eggs go on top of this?
Mm-hmm.
What do you look for?
What you're trying to determine is the age of the egg and approximately what days they're going to be hatching.
So where is this egg in its,
this egg,
its total life?
This egg's 10 days old.
Can you tell right now that it's healthy or no?
Yeah, it's a good egg.
It's a good egg.
You can tell by coloration.
Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure on this one, Jerry.
good.
I knew it.
I can actually force them to hatch a little sooner by increasing the heat.
Uh-huh.
I can actually back them up a little bit by decreasing
the heat. Cooling
it
down.
And I can control the male to female sex.
How do you do that?
Not with your finger.
I mean, wait a minute. You're like the puppet master. You can determine right now whether this is going to be a male or female.
Yeah, from 40 to 45 days determines the sex of the alligator. And it all goes by the average air temperature during those five-day period. Hotter the temperature, over 89, 88, 89, 90, produces more males.
Uh-huh.
Lower the temperature, 87, 86, produces more females.
I just want to step back and watch this element of your job and the speed with which you proceed.
So I got to see how and how fast so-called candling is done by a pro. And if you're really good at it, you don't need the candle at all.
I don't even have to put these on the light. I can tell.
It's a good thing, because you could never maintain your quarterly projections at the speed that I was bringing to the proceedings.
No, I would probably go broke. How's that?
That's a grim but accurate assessment.
But hey, you know what? A lot of people started out that slow. And I probably did also, to be honest with you. This particular egg is a good egg. You're looking for coloration, plus you're looking for a band. This egg, when it's laid, it'll be clear. Then it'll start with a little white dot on top of the eggs.
Uh-huh.
And anywhere from 4 to 7 days, it'll take that white dot to travel all the way around. Then it meets. After 7 days, this band will start to get wider and wider and wider.
Right.
When the egg is completely full, within a matter of 7 to 10 days, the egg will hatch.
This one's dead. Dead. Yeah, dead. Putrid. Healthy. Now I'm seeing it. Healthy pink. Nasty stink.
The eggs are counted and placed in the incubator room, which is maintained at 100% humidity. In about 56 days after they were laid, the eggs will hatch.
There you go, guys. Rest easy. So the goal then, and the main reason we're here, is because you're going to put a percentage of these back into the place where we got them yesterday.
Yes, sir.
How do you make sure that the ones that go back are, I don't know, in good shape?
We're developing a program right now in the state of Louisiana to where these animals will be tested randomly for diseases and whatnot. Today what we'll be doing, we'll test the blood for West Nile and have you get out here and fog the farm for me to kill the mosquitoes.
Fog the farm?
Yes, sir.
Why not? I'm here.
A dirty job just wouldn't be complete for me without inhaling some smoky, poisonous fumes. The Savoie Farm sprays for West Nile every day. In 2004, Jerry lost 500 alligators to the West Nile virus. He is diligent in preventing another lethal outbreak.
Here on the Savoie Farm, we're keeping the West Nile on the West Nile. I don't know why this is on fire, but I'm pretty sure it's bad. Any second now, I expect to blow up. Somebody want to blow this off? Out, up. For the love of God, what's it all mean? It's been lovely knowing all of you.
Coming up.
Last time I saw you, you got bit.
Hey, let go.
Getting bitten is one of the risks of working with alligators.
Do not pull your hand or your thing out of his mouth.
So at Jerry's Ranch, they take high-tech precautions.
How you get his mouth open?
We'll pry it off. And later.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, we'll get a little of mine.
If you stick an alligator with a needle and no blood comes out, you're either doing it wrong, or...
Looks like you're having a little bit of trouble.
No, I think what we have here is a miracle. This alligator has no blood in it.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me. I remember this one. I remember that one. Oh, I remember this one here. I definitely remember this one. And I remember Lance. And you are Pat?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what's the drill, Jerry? We go in to get the blood, but what do you do?
What we're going to do today is catch a few alligators that we return to the wild.
Yeah.
We want to test them for West Nile virus.
Okay.
We draw blood, pull them out of the pens, tape them up. You're going to do the taping.
I'm doing the taping because last time I went in, and you know my theory, you do it once, you cross it off. And you move
right.
On. So no need for me to go.
So this time you're going to tape them up out here.
Yeah.
And then after that, you and Lance and Pat will get together and draw the blood. And then we'll send it off to a lab and get it tested.
Their blood.
Their blood.
Not mine, because there will be none of mine.
Right.
If, however, the alligator should bite me, are there any words of advice you might
Whatever you do, do not pull your hand or your thing out of his mouth. Just
don't pull it out?
No.
Why?
Bad news. Because it'll cut you so bad, you'll have to get stitched up. Where if you leave your hand in his mouth, it'll be a lot of pressure, but we'll get his mouth open, and then you can take your hand out.
How you get his mouth open?
We'll pry it off. Some pliers.
So the pliers are standing by to pry the creature's mouth open if it bites you.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I saw you, you got bit.
It let go.
How you doing? You all right?
Oh, healed up good. Just a little scar going.
Congratulations. We're going to tape the mouth shut with electrical tape.
Yes.
You and I are going to be handling the tape.
Yes.
You're going to go get the alligators?
Yes, sir.
You're going to go
to work.
Pay some bills?
Yep.
Hope to see you again.
Well, you got all your fingers.
So far, so good.
All right.
After you, Pat. Well, here. Oh, it's that simple.
That's simple.
That's it?
That's it.
The mouth thing I told you? Well, the hand's busy, so gotta stretch the tape out with your mouth.
I'm not sure I caught all that. Your other hand's busy, so you stretch the tape out with your mouth?
Tape them. And they say it pops, you get it. You're ready for the next one.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. What do you do with this guy?
Take him.
He goes in here?
Yes.
That's simple enough. Now it's my turn.
Well, it seems like I can just tape it right now without even grabbing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing to do. This.
Into the box. That. He's a lot calmer for you than the ones I had.
Yeah, he's mellow. Happy alligator. These are not.
No, those are not.
Those are angry. They seem like a trust. Whoa.
Got a good one for you, Mike.
Hey,
okay.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Whoa. Even with his mouth taped shut, he kind of gives me the creeps, to be honest with you.
Oh, jeez. No! Crap, come here.
Very slippery, huh?
Yeah, really.
Very strong. That should be good, and we'll go draw some blood.
You got your fingers? Everybody good?
Yeah.
All good.
Great. All right, flip her on there, Lance. And, take these guys to the blood bank. This way?
Yep, this way.
Savoie Farms tests every 3 months for West Nile. They take blood from about 50 randomly picked alligators and send it off to Louisiana State University for testing.
This is the spot.
This is the operating room. Looks great. These are empty test tubes?
Yes.
These are needles?
Yes.
Yep.
Draw the blood, fill the blood. Log it.
Tag it.
You tag it.
These are tags. Where do you put the tag?
In the feet. Mm-hmm. Good to go.
All right. Let's do it. Where do you draw the blood from?
From the back of the head.
You know, I better watch you do one.
Okay. Sounds good. I hope I get on the first shot.
We're all pulling for you.
Nope, Mike. Didn't get it.
Well, that's embarrassing, Lance. Fortunately, nobody's watching. Don't worry. It's always tough to find the vein.
It is very tough, especially in these big animals.
I think you might have found it.
Yep.
What vein is that? Do we know?
No. Don't know.
Just the main vein.
The main vein they have right behind the head.
How long does it take to determine whether or not...
Two weeks.
And is it just West Nile, or are they testing for other stuff?
Just West Nile.
Gotcha.
That's it.
All right.
And what number you have?
183.
Where are you tagging?
Foot.
Oh, you already did it?
Yep.
You're fast, man. Yay! See, it's a good thing I taped your mouth shut.
Yeah.
All right, where do we put him, precisely?
Just put him back in the box.
All right. It's just his odds. I mean, even with it taped up, it's just, you got to admit, it's an odd thing.
This is a thought.
Sorry. Thank you.
Now you try this one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what can go wrong here.
West Nile virus is usually spread through the bite of an infected mosquito. Though it's found most often in birds, the virus can also infect a variety of mammals and reptiles.
You know, you're having a little bit of trouble.
No, I think what we have here is a miracle. This alligator has no blood in it.
Hmm.
We should call a doctor or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right here. What do you think? No? What is it about that spot that's...
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, we'll get a little of mine. Shazam. Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. Here's a bleeder. Just pull the test tube out.
Chest tube out. Needle out.
Just like that. Shazam! Down goes Glover. That crock got me right in a bad place.
But Pat needs to hold on to the tape.
Okay. God, got one cameraman and one testicle, all in 1/2 second. Doug, you all right?
Oh yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen gravity really work for you like that.
Coming up.
Is it? Two down there, three here, and one here. Let my gators go.
Some young alligators go back in the swamp. And so does the Dirty Jobs crew.
It's possible that Barsky could have changed the axis, the delicate balance of the boat. This one seems...
A little aggressive.
A little ornery.
Save the best for last.
All right, that's everybody.
That's everybody.
All right, so now, these guys aren't quite ready to go back, are they?
No. You got to put them back into a pen and wait for the results to come back.
Right. And when you get the results back, then they're ready to go?
Some of them.
But you got some here now. The results have come back.
Yes.
They've tested negative for West Nile.
Yes.
They're, what, a couple years old, maybe?
Yes.
Where are they?
They're in a pen.
I need to do something good today, because let me just sum it up for you. I've stolen eggs from an angry mother.
Mm-hmm.
I've come back here. I've drawn blood from angry two-year-olds. I basically cut some eggs open and pulled the... Mm-hmm. I need to do something redemptive.
Let's go turn some loose.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Well, if you're an alligator at Jerry Savoy's Alligator Farm, this is definitely the line that you want to be in, because these alligators are part of the 14% that get returned to the swamp, and that is good news, especially if you're this guy, because he's got a ticket aboard the Freedom Train and a ticket to ride. Two down there, three here, and one here. Let my gators go.
Yes, sir.
Other than being bitten by fire ants, we'd avoided the big hazards of the swamp. Alligators, snakes, spiders, and bees. But there are other things to worry about here. I learned that the easy way. My crew learned it the hard way. Dedication, thy name is Chris Whiteneck. He gets thrown overboard into an alligator and snake-infested swamp, and the first thing he does is pick up his camera so he can keep shooting. He couldn't, of course, since his camera was ruined, along with the rest of the equipment that fell in the water, which was pretty much all of it. But the instinct was admirable.
It's not exactly the way we planned it, but as they say in the business, the show must go on. The crew is submerged. Most of the gear is ruined. One camera is working. The alligators still need to be freed. Lance, what's the procedure?
Pull the tape. Try not to get bit.
You know, Barsky's still in the water. Probably should have rethought that. Oh, whatever. Where are the rest of them?
Right down there.
Also, I'm going to go two-handed to avoid any...
One-handed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can't come and grab
it. Well, I thought maybe you'd like to help. Pull it.
Yeah.
Pull it like so.
Just throw him out.
And he's good.
With one hand.
One hand. Off he goes.
All the ones out the way. Off he goes.
So this is dangerous right now.
Yeah. Very dangerous.
Off he goes.
This is a heck of a day. This is the last one. All the rest have been freed. Hey, that's Dave Barsky over there. You might want to go say hi. Where's the Uh-oh. Go ahead. Big dramatic finish. But not too dramatic. Go make friends. Lance, been a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Jerry, I'm sorry about the boat.
No problem.
I'm sorry about the gear.
No problem.
But thanks for your hospitality.
You're welcome.
You know, I just didn't know how much weirder it could get, but I knew if we came back, something memorable would happen.
It definitely did.
Yeah, that's Dave Barsky. Dave lost his glasses, then he found them, sort of. He's down to one lens, which is appropriate because we're down to one lens as well, this one right here. Guys, what happened out there? Let me start with you, Jones. I mean, the boat flipped over.
Steve and I were on the starboard side, so we couldn't go anywhere. We started to turn. I think camera, Chris, was turning to face the action, but I think it might have been an overzealous Barsky getting that side too direct. It might have tipped it.
It's possible that
maybe
Barsky could have changed the axis, the delicate balance of the boat.
This is the only piece of equipment that made it that stuck to me.
What is it?
It's a clip for the...
No. It's not just a clip. This is an alligator clip.
It is an alligator clip. Well, actually, I don't know. Yeah, it is. For the purposes
of this show, this is an alligator clip. The only surviving piece. Dave, the only thing that survived is an alligator clip.
When we laid it all out, we'd lost three cameras and lenses, plus an audio mixer, along with some spare camera batteries, lens filters, several microphones, and wireless transmitters, along with some personal pagers and cell phones. Altogether, about $100,000 worth of equipment.
We hope you've enjoyed this behind-the-scenes look at why Dirty Jobs is no longer on the air. It was fun for us. We hope you got a kick out of it and perhaps took a cautionary tale from the proceedings. What the lesson ultimately is, I don't know. Dave, is there a lesson?
Yeah. Don't get it to TV.
Well, that'll wrap things up. Our little adventure at the Savoie Alligator Farm has come to a close. As trips go, this was memorable. You ever find yourself in this part of Louisiana, in Cutoff specifically, do yourself a favor. Stop by. Say hey to Jerry and the boys. They'd love to see you. Oh, and ask them about the airboat tours. You'll flip. You ever feel like your whole world is just falling down around you? I feel like that all the time. You can help. Go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and give me my next suggestion for a dirty job. I know they're out there somewhere. I just can't find them alone. We're stepping away from the story now to briefly explain the shot you're about to see. Chris, as you can see, is poised right now to get the shot perfectly, holding a 28-pound camera in front of him, solid as a rock. Of course, the longer I speak, the less likely it is the shot we hope to show you will remain in focus. Chris Jones is standing by with audio to capture the sound of the egg smashing into the bucket full of dead eggs. I will now throw the egg into the bucket for the shot we've heard so much about. I hope it was everything you all hoped for.